Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's the 20th anniversary of our show, Tony. When did you realize we'd have a shot at making it to 20 years?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Yesterday, or maybe about 2 o'clock today, I should have quit yesterday. I should have quit at 19 364. That would have been the right way out, don't you think? Now we're stuck.
Well, but then the 20th anniversary of the show would have been me and Pablo or Phil and Frank, and you would have just been like outside, you
How
know,
great.
On the outside, face pressed up
How
against the glass.
How great is that? I could have banged on the window and said, let me in. It's so great.
That'd have been fun.
Welcome to the 20th anniversary episode of PTI, boys and girls. We're going to celebrate by doing what we've done on every other episode, talking about the day in sports. And we begin today with Chris Taylor saving the Dodgers from elimination last night by hitting 3 homers and driving in 6 runs to beat the Braves 11-2. The Dodgers now force a Game 6 in Atlanta and maybe a Game 7. They have Max Scherzer and Walker Buehler lined up to pitch on full rest. Wilbon, what percentage of confidence do you now have in the Dodgers winning the series?
Tony, I'm going to save my confidence game for my NFL pool, which I've done, you know, every week for the past 20 years maybe. And I'm going to go straight to Chris Taylor. Tony, you know what's so refreshing about that? Other than watching 3 home runs fly off a bat, and I guess the last time I saw it happen was Albert Pujols maybe. Maybe it's been done since then, but that's what I remember. But Chris Taylor, Tony, was so modest afterward, at a time where everybody's got to have swag and a turnover chain and strands of pearls, and everybody's got to do a special skip when they get to third base and they got to flip a bat. This dude walked up there and said, you know what? I'm humbled by this. I can't even imagine my name on this list. It was so refreshing and so different that I found myself just saying, you know what? He's the story for me tonight. I know there are a million other sidebars and things like that, but Chris Taylor, that was refreshing for me.
So let me go through that list just a little bit of people who've hit 3 in postseason games. Babe Ruth. We don't need anybody else on the list because Babe Ruth is on the list.
Yeah, Reggie.
Reggie Jackson, obviously. Albert Pujols is on the list. George Brett is on the list. Look, my confidence level now is a little bit under 50%. It's a little bit under 50%. I like the fact that they have lined up Scherzer and Buehler on rest, but they're 0-2 so far in Atlanta, you know, which works against you to some degree. They haven't really hit all that well, Mike. They got heroic home runs from Cody Bellinger and heroic home runs, obviously, last night from Chris Taylor. But their best 2 home run hitters, Max Muncy and Justin Turner, aren't there. And Max Scherzer, warrior god, the other day was quoting as saying, oi, I got a dead arm. So I'm a little bit under 50%, and I still expect the Braves to win. To your point about Chris Taylor, this is not, look, I can go back with the Dodgers to Brooklyn. I can go back to Roy Campanella and Jackie Robinson and Duke Snyder. There's a lot of years that I'm familiar with the Dodgers. I don't think this is Kirk Gibson, but I think it's next for the Dodgers. 3 home runs in an elimination game. Because, Mike, if you look at the history of the Dodgers, most of the great moments are pitching. It's Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale and Johnny Padres and Fernando Valenzuela and Oral Hershiser, Don Newcomb. It's not hitting. It's pitching. So this is huge
to me. Tony, but that's why it sets up for Game 6 and 7, even though they're in Atlanta. Look, I've been on the heartache end of Game 6 and 7 before. When the Cubs went back home, I guess, against the Marlins, and I don't even want to think about the details that made that not so, to lose those games. I think the Dodgers are going to win, Tony. And I don't think these are our parents' Braves or our older cousins' Braves, even of the 90s.
Right.
I think these Braves are feisty and can get this done. But I'm going to go with those
great
moments you mentioned. That thing. I'm like 75. How about that?
Up to 100%.
No, 75.
Okay.
75. It's pretty good, though. It's better than 50. Ben Simmons met with the Sixers this morning. The disgruntled star talked to Doc Rivers and the whole team, reportedly telling them that he's not mentally ready to play to his expectations right now. So don't expect him to play tonight against the Nets. Sixers GM Daryl Morey told Philly Radio 97.5 yesterday that this could go on for 4 years. Tom, what do you make of these latest developments?
All right, I'm going to probably consult with my notes that I took earlier today because I don't want to speak out of turn. I am very aware that Naomi Osaka and Simone Biles in particular have talked about the emotional and mental stress that happens in sports. And I think that that is a completely legitimate issue. What seems very clear to me is that Ben Simmons does not want to play another minute in Philadelphia. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it. The other day he had a back issue, and now he has an emotional issue. A cynic might say that these appear to be manufactured issues. I am not going to say that. But what I take away from this is that he doesn't want the team. He doesn't want the organization. He doesn't want the city. Okay? He wants out at this point. And he's getting, you know, he just sort of showed up as a matter of form, probably to get paid. He doesn't want to play. And he's getting killed by the sporting press. So I would say, Mike, the Sixers should see they got a great player in Joel Embiid. Let's see what he can do with a supporting cast other than Ben Simmons and roll that way.
And trade him. And I don't believe that only supporting cast players could come back. I'm not saying an all-time great is going to come back. And I know Daryl Morey wants that. And as the steward of that franchise, he should be looking for that. But Tony, let me go to something bigger here. There's a bigger duel, if you will, that is coming to play now. And that is, you look at what the Sixers are doing, and I'm told that owners in various quarters of the league and probably even other sports are looking at this saying, wait a minute, when you sign a 4 or 5 year deal and then you come in months later and say you want to trade, too bad, you got to live with this. And this is something that in the next collective bargaining agreement, Tony, it is going to be addressed. I mean, you better believe it will be, because owners are saying, hold on, we're giving you a king's ransom. And then you come in weeks later, what is essentially reason, and say, no, I don't want to play here. I'm forcing a trade. We're not having that. And so it's going to be players versus owners, Mike, Tony, and we don't know where this is going.
But, Mike, just like on this show, where chemistry is the most important factor, on a team of five guys on the court, chemistry is important. The other players, the most important player on the team, Joel Embiid, called this guy a baby. Other players don't want to play with him. Daryl Morey saying this could go on for 4 years. That's bravado, Mike. You got to trade this guy.
And that's why I believe that. But that's why we don't know where in the future. The Ben Simmons case is now the test case.
Okay.
We don't know. I don't know where this is going.
What is the threat? What is the threat? You're going to make him play? Nobody wants to play with him.
They're trying to make, that's the conundrum. They're trying to make him play for them. He doesn't want to, and it appears his teammates, unless there was some meeting of the minds this morning we don't know about, they don't want him. And so you've got a real issue here, Tone, a big issue.
Okay. We'll stay with basketball, but move on. In honor of this being the NBA's 75th year, the league has come out with a list of its all-time best 75 players. They put together an 88-person blue ribbon panel to do this that included you, Wilbon, not me. And now we are left to nitpick about who's not on this list. And here are some names: Tracy McGrady, Dwight Howard, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Bob Lanier, Vince Carter, Bernard King, Dikembe Mutombo, Pau Gasol, Alonzo Mourning, just to name 10. Wilbon, do you have any issue with the 75 that were chosen?
Tony, issue, no. It's difficult. I know it's difficult. And at times I picked up the phone and I called, or they called me, Hall of Fame players and coaches. I'm talking about some people on the GOAT list, okay? And they were saying, this is hard. Most of them said, this is really difficult. And Tony, so I don't have issue. I sat there. I said to you, Tony Parker won multiple championships, and I don't think he's going to make this, and I want to vote for him. There's not a guy you mentioned that I couldn't vote for or wouldn't vote for. But as with all the cases like this, who are you going to take off? And I voted for Klay Thompson. He didn't make it, Tony. And I
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It kept me up at night, and I know it kept up lots of people at night, including people who are on the list. It's hard. You only get 75. Tony, I could have easily voted. You mentioned like 10 people. Easily voted for any and all of them, but I didn't.
Yeah. So nothing keeps me up at night, not this list, not anything else. I like to go to sleep.
I know you.
I am very old. That is a curse, and it's an advantage. I have paid attention to this league for 65 years. I would never put a list out that didn't have Bob Lanier and Bernard King. I think that they were all-time great players.
Understood.
Bob Lanier was a great center in an era of great centers. For 10 years in Detroit, and he played 15 in the league, for 10 years in Detroit, he averaged 23 points and 12 rebounds. Every playoff game the Detroit Pistons made was because of Bob Lanier when he was on that team. Bernard King had the quickest jump to the basket I have ever seen. He was unstoppable around the rim. He led the league in scoring one year when he was with the Knicks. He had 33 points a game in 1985. He's not a three-point shooter. 33 a game. I think at one point, Mike, he had more points than anybody on the Knicks and more points than anybody on the Bullets because he played for both of those teams. I think that's true, but I'm not sure about that. But as you say, who are you going to take off? So to me, those two guys have to be on. And I look at somebody like Damian Lillard, who's not even fully through with his career, and I would say the body of their work is stronger. I look at Pau Gasol. Pau Gasol is to Kobe Bryant what Scottie Pippen was to Michael Jordan, what James Worthy was to Magic Johnson.
Again, Tony,
and those guys
they got
are
resumes.
Worthy. So
all these guys have great resumes, Tony. I voted for Pau Gasol. Listen, if you're younger and I'm in the middle of this. I've got a lot of your rear view, you know, accessible to me. And I saw those players even at the end of their careers. And then, Tony, I didn't vote for Kyrie Irving. You know, and I know younger people on this panel, and probably not that many young people, did say, wait a minute, Kyrie Irving is the greatest ball handler of all time, ball handler. You have to have him. Klay Thompson won 3 championships and been in the finals 5 times. I think you have to have him. But, Tony, again, I didn't see people I wanted to take off. And one quick last thing. There were guys on this panel who said to me when we were having confidential conversations, they said, look, here's the one thing you shouldn't do. Don't take people off who've been voted onto the top 50 in decades past. You dishonor them by doing
that.
That's right. And you deal with the people who invented and don't take those people off.
Don't
Tony, I was going to take 2 or 3 guys off, and I didn't take anybody off. It swayed me. Their arguments persuaded me.
They're right.
Right. Woo, hell of an exercise. It was difficult. And yes, it kept me up. Kept me up at night.
Let's
I should have called you. Should have called you and kept you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even taken your call in the middle of the night. Let's take a break. But coming up, was the Browns' big win undercut by the latest injury news concerning Baker Mayfield?
And which player would you rather have when they meet on Sunday? Patrick Mahomes or Derrick Henry?
See, some of these younger guys, they're not through even half their career yet.
Most of them are done. Most of them are done. They really are. They're later.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour. Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Time for the bajillionth edition of the first game we ever played on PTI, Toss Up. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
Toss Up, what's the bigger deal? The Browns win without Baker Mayfield, or the fact that Mayfield's injury is more serious than expected?
I'm going to be quick. It's winning. You don't get into the playoffs if you don't win. You have to beat the Denver Broncos at home because the Denver Broncos stink. All right, that's what this is about. They got three wins over the Jets, the Jaguars, and the Giants. You lose to them, you're done. I will speak now briefly on Case Keenum, who was terrific in Minnesota. The only time he's been terrific, 11-3 as a starter. I think my numbers are 17-32 for other teams. Mike, the guy he played for there was his quarterback coach, was Kevin Stefanski, who's now the head coach at Cleveland, which means you don't have to change the playbook for Case Keenum. You don't have to throw stuff out. Baker Mayfield will get better when he gets better. I don't think they're in terrible shape with Case Keenum. I don't.
Baker Mayfield, Tony, now has a fracture on top of the torn labrum. And I'm not going to dismiss Baker Mayfield with that record for Case Keenum. I'm not going to dismiss him as sort of just an ancillary guy for the Browns. I think he's sort of the emotional leader of that team as well, even though defense and running seem to lead the way so far this season. I think Baker Mayfield's important, which represents sort of a change for me from two or three seasons ago. So I'm going to say the bigger deal is that injury, because we don't know. I know it's his off-arm, Tone, but we don't know if he's going to be able to play or not.
Next.
Toss-up, they play on Sunday. Who would you rather have, Patrick Mahomes or Derrick Henry?
Patrick Mahomes had 6 interceptions all last year and 5 the entire year before that. He's got 8 already in 6 games. He's got 8. Only Zach Wilson has more interceptions than him. He's got more interceptions than Sam Darnold. Derrick Henry is a freight train. Are you kidding me? Nobody wants to get near this guy. He's got 10 touchdowns already. He's averaging 130 yards per game. In his last 37 games, he got 43 touchdowns. That's Jim Brownland. So who do I want? I want Patrick Mahomes because the ball is in his hands all the time. There's more opportunity to make a great play when the ball's in your hand. Derrick Henry has to wait for somebody to hand it to him.
You know who can keep the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands? Derrick Henry. Because if you give it to him enough, he can pile up the time of possession. He can keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline, and he won't have a chance to do anything, maybe not even throw Jay Cutler-like interceptions. So it's Derrick Henry. You just said Jim Brown. What happened to you? Don't try to get newfangled now in your old age. It's 20 years. I don't even know who you are if you're saying the quarterback.
I am newfangled is exactly who I am.
It's not the quarterback. It's Derrick Henry. You know the
answer. Let's take one last break. Still to come, will the Red Sox force a game 7 against the Astros tonight?
Woo! And will the Lakers figure out how to better involve Russell Westbrook tonight? Charles Barkley and I already gave you that answer yesterday on PTI. On the one show shy.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
We're going to do something a little different with the Happies today because this is our 20th anniversary. We're going to combine happy birthday and happy anniversary with a tribute to our years here and then hope it's not happy trails to us. Wilbon and I have not seen this thing, so we will watch along with you. We're told that our great friend and anniversary special MC, Pablo Torre, deserves special credit, so you better not blow it, Pablo. And as they say in the space capsule, good luck and Godspeed.
So wait, these guys are getting a special on ESPN? For what? Yelling at each other for 20 years? All right, let's do this. Tony and Mike, congratulations on 20 years of PTI. And Pablo, I hope you're proud of these guys for staying together so long. I know I am. Because 20 years is a long time. When PTI first came on the air, I was a state senator in Illinois. And whenever I had a little extra time, I would turn on ESPN. If I was lucky, there'd be a good basketball game on. If I wasn't, it would be you guys. But I will admit, you grew on me over the years. That's why I invited you to the Oval Office. Although I heard you didn't realize you were in the Oval Office until Reale told you afterwards. Really?
Yeah, that's true.
The Resolute desk didn't give it away? Or maybe the shape of the room? Once we got out on the golf course together, you seemed to relax a little. Mike was dropping names, as he always does, and Tony was talking about the local radio guy who delivered DC traffic updates on the ones. And meanwhile, my swing was starting to look pretty good, at least in comparison to your guys. So I became an official fan. Not just because I like watching you talk about sports, but because of the example you set. For two decades, you have shown us what it looks like to argue in a way that demonstrates mutual respect, even love. And you've also taught us that we have more in common than we realize. Let's face it, on the surface, you two don't exactly look like best friends. One of you stays up late. The other goes to sleep before the West Coast games even start. One of you jets around the country. The other has to be convinced to leave his attic. One of you roots for Chicago teams. The other roots for worse teams. But there's also a lot you do agree on, about sports and about life, about how we should treat each other, about right and wrong, about the importance of setting the bar high and working to exceed it. You expect that from athletes, and it's clear you hold yourselves to the same standard. Segment after segment, day after day, year after year, you guys show up. Well, at least most of the time you guys show up. And now I'm out of time. I'll try to do better next time. Congratulations on 20 great years, knuckleheads.
Nobody's ever accused either one of us of being speechless, but that brings us pretty close, Tony. I don't know what to say. I thought he was going to be in there for like 6 seconds and then out, and then we get this tribute from somebody who is a dear friend and a special friend to us both.
I didn't expect that at all. Not even at all. God, he looks better than we do. He should, but he really does look better than we do. And that story is true about the Oval Office. Neither Wilbon or I had any idea we were in the Oval Office. And
it's like a movie set. It's like half the size I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Big finish quick. ALCS Game 6 tonight. Red Sox at Astros. Does the series end tonight?
No, Tony. Ivaldi, I know he was shaky the last time out. Really, but I think it's going 7. I really do. Steph Curry had 45 as the Warriors beat the Clippers last night. Tight game. Great game. Significant?
Don't ever take Steph Curry for granted. 45 is a big deal.
Don't.
The Heat blew out the Bucks. Are you surprised?
No, it's kind of a revenge game. I don't think it means anything going forward, but Miami is my sleeper in the East. They are. Connor McDavid had 2 goals and an assist as the Oilers went 5-1 over the Coyotes. You impressed?
He's got 11 points in 4 games. That's on pace for about 1,000,000 points, and they've won all 4. How much better could they do? Last one, your Suns at your Lakers tonight. Who you got?
I'm worried about the Suns getting off to a slow start. I think they'll get there, but it's going to take a little longer than last year, Tony. So I think the Lakers are home tonight.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser, and thank you, 44. Thank you.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. Join Greeny, Stephen A., Jalen, and me on NBA Countdown at 7. Here's SportsCenter, President Obama. Thank you.
Wasn't that something? Come on now. That was something. Wow. He's going to have to give me 10 strokes.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.